Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. As you may have been able to deduce, we were dropped because a little bit of a power outage back at the home office as this storm continues to move through our area. I believe the last I saw is Apison was kind of the next ones in the path of the bad stuff. It's down there in Catoosa County, Walker. So please go to the nearest place that's giving you a live update on all of your weather, and just hunker down, be safe.
And our program director, Greg Rambin from Rock 103.7, you hear him during midday. He has shared with me severe thunderstorm warning now. Goes on until 7 p.m., moving east 50 miles per hour through Dalton, Chickamauga, Lafayette, and Fort Oglethorpe areas. That was just announced a little bit ago, so you just need to continue to be under caution and be aware that these storms are passing through our area. Tornado warnings extending now from 6:45 now to 7:15 p.m. in southeast Catoosa County, Dalton, and Rocky Face. So we will do our best to keep you updated. And in the meantime, just be aware and find yourself in a safe place. All right, Casey, as we continue talking NASCAR, we were talking about the success of NASCAR running in Southern California this past weekend. We shared some thoughts from team owner Denny Hamlin and number 11 of the Toyota car, sharing with us his thoughts as a driver and especially as a team owner of how successful the weekend was. So overall, I'm going to give Southern California an A+. I hope NASCAR and the U.S. Navy is able to have successful conversation, and this be something that happens in the future.
Yeah, and even if it's not necessarily here, the continued look for new opportunities, tie-ins with our armed servicemen and women, those are just home runs. So keep finding those, and I think success will probably follow.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the results of the race.
We've gone 45 minutes. Granted, there was a storm in the way. And we haven't even talked about a first-time winner, somewhat dramatic fashion, a guy that I don't think anyone had on the old bingo card, John.
That is exactly right. We all thought that SVG was going to be the winner and be the dominant player, and he did lead quite a few laps but ended up in a wreck in the middle of the race, which put him towards the back, and we had a new winner, a driver that is in his early 20s. He's only ran in the NASCAR Cup Series 13 times. He just recently signed a contract for 2027 with 2311 Racing, and that is none other than the driver of the number 67, Corey Himes, driving the Mobil 1 O'Reilly Auto Parts Toyota. He was the winner of the San Diego race course in San Diego, California, 3.4-mile paved 75 laps and 250-mile race. The driver that came in second was Bubba Wallace, third Kyle Larson, fourth Zane Smith, fifth A.J. Allmendinger, sixth Chris Buescher, seventh Ross Chastain, eighth Riley Herbst, ninth Ryan Blaney, and 10th Michael McDowell.
Other drivers of note: Ryan Preece in 11th, Chase Elliott 12th, Daniel Suarez 13th, Denny Hamlin 14th, Ty Gibbs in the 15th spot. Joey Logano finished 18th, followed by Carson Hocevar in 19th, Austin Cindric 22nd, Austin Dillon 24th, Alex Bowman 26th, Kevin Magnussen, we'll talk about him a little bit of a ringer coming in, Jimmy Johnson. Sean loves when Jimmy Johnson runs cup races these days. He finished 28th. William Byron in 32nd. Keselowski, another poor run at 34th. And all the way down at the bottom, Christopher Bell, just one ahead of SVG, Sean. A guy that started on the first, led a bunch of laps, and then, yes, ended up in an altercation and about the only way you can keep him out of victory lane at a road course, I guess.
Yesterday was the last race on Amazon Prime, and I want to talk about that for just a moment. We were going to be with TNT Sports coming up this coming weekend up in Sonoma, California. And we've had a lot of changes in the TV world of NASCAR now in our second year from the traditional being with Fox and NBC pretty much exclusively in the past. And there has been a lot of concerns when NASCAR made these changes that they were going to be with multiple networks, especially going with Amazon Prime, because it is not technically network television. However, I want to give a big thumbs up to Amazon Prime, because I think this is the second year in a row they have done an outstanding job. They've done an outstanding job having a very good and thorough pre-race show. Matter of fact, it was so cool to bring back the past of Hendrick Motorsports, because in the pre-race show they had Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. all together, and it was kind of like being reunited in a reunion and talking about the glory days of Hendrick Motorsports. But I think they've done an outstanding job with their post-race coverage, because they've been able to devote time and effort and energy into it, because they've not been under the pressure that the networks have been under in the past, that they've got to get back to local news programming, or they have to get back to network programming. They can go as long as they want to go, because they don't have anything like that getting in the way. And I think that has been nothing but a benefit to the sport. And I think the NASCAR nation, the NASCAR fan base, has really appreciated that. And it's showing up in the ratings. Right now, 2026 prime season with NASCAR, they averaged 2.29 million viewers during their four race coverage of this season. It's up 5% over where it was last year. And I think they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, coverage is good. They've obviously got the budget to probably pull off just about anything they want to. They're not dealing with the constraints, like you said, as some more traditional media. And I think some of that is kind of what's allowed them to, you know, go out and hire guys like Junior. They want to be a part of that kind of stuff. It's just almost like it's weird, you know, because Amazon's one of the big corporations in all the world. But they feel like the
with all this money,
they feel like the trendy new guy when it comes to this kind of broadcast stuff. So the worry was always that you would have to go find streaming broadcasts. It's not right there on the TV. But with it being so prevalent now, you know what? Everybody knows how to get to Prime. And if you've got it, you can watch it. I think they did a great job.
Yeah, you just think about it. Majority of the households across America have Prime. And with the fact that they proved a couple of years ago or a few years ago how well they could do with NFL, that was sort of the proving grounds that Amazon had to prove.
And they had enough money to pay
to the sports
NFL to allow them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they proved that that was a success with Thursday Night Football. And I think it's been great. Again, thumbs up to Amazon Prime. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday, especially for all you that have hung in there with us as we had a little bit of difficulty dealing with severe weather. We are still under a severe thunderstorm watch. I think it'll probably be going on until about 7 or 7:15, especially for North Georgia. You're under tornado warnings extending now until 7:15. So if you hear us and you're in those areas, just beware, take caution, make sure you're in a safe place. We are continuing to talk NASCAR. This is our 25th year talking NASCAR here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. If you
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me
for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Been a different show, you know, had a little weather. That hadn't stopped us, Sean. Hadn't stopped us from letting everybody know about Corey Heim's big win, 6-7, driving for 2311 Racing. Got, you know, you see I call them mugshots. They're not, but the little publicity photos that, you know, the thumbnails that go along with all the drivers, and you click on him and it looks like a 10-year-old. Like, he's just very young dude, also very youthful face, out there winning NASCAR races, road course races at Coronado Naval Base. Very, very cool story. And, of course, coming up this weekend, Sean, kicks off this year's in-season challenge on TNT. So Sonoma Raceway, another road course, and one of your favorites out in wine country, will kick off this weekend. So be sure and tune into that. That'll be good.
I want to make one last comment regarding NASCAR on television. As we move to TNT this weekend, we've got a lot of the same faces going to be back with us. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Steve Letart, Jamie McMurray, Daniel Trotta, Shannon Spake, she will be back into the broadcast arena. Also, Adam Alexander will be in the booth. So you got Junior, Steve Letart, and Adam Alexander all returning to the booth. One name that is new to the broadcast with TNT, but he's an old name with the days of NASCAR and ESPN. Marty Smith,
oh man,
from ESPN, is going to be a part of the broadcast for pre- and post-race coverage. Now, you wonder how this might have happened since ESPN has been somewhat not on good terms with NASCAR. They kind of had a little chip on their shoulder. TNT has got some sort of partnership going on with its parent company of Disney and ESPN. So you notice that the guys with TNT for NBA basketball were on the ABC broadcast during the finals just a week or two ago. So that began being apparent to the general public that there is a partnership now between TNT and ESPN. And I think that's an added benefit to the NASCAR fan base and NASCAR Nation, having Marty Smith now a part of the next few races with TNT's coverage.
Yeah, Marty, you know, he does a lot of football for ESPN. He and Ryan, what's his name?
Ryan McGee
do a podcast, kind of a Southern culture and sports podcast.
Well, they do a TV show on ESPN.
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast that's turned into a TV show. Yeah, so it makes sense for a tie-in.
I remember I first met Marty when Nashville Super Speedway was brand new, which I think was around 98 or 99, and he was a reporter for NASCAR.com, which then was managed by AOL. And, you know, he was reporting for NASCAR exclusively on NASCAR.com for a few years, and then he went on to break in the ranks of television and got involved with ESPN and ABC. And he has been one of their top guns as far as covering college football.
He's done a little bit of everything. Yeah, he kind of started out as the NASCAR guy, then got into football and, you know, the North Carolina guy.
All right, in our closing minute or two, let me give you the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at San Diego. Tyler Reddick is still leading, however, only 8 points. We went from triple digits, Casey, to only single digits, separating him from second-place driver Denny Hamlin. Third place, Ron Blaney. Fourth, Kyle Larson. And fifth, Ty Gibbs.
And, of course, those two still have a commanding lead on everybody else when it comes to the points. There's still a 133-point drop from third up to second and first. Chase Elliott, sixth spot. Chris Buescher, seventh. Daniel Suarez, eighth. Carson Hocevar, ninth. Chase Briscoe, 10th. Bubba in 11th. Christopher Bell, 12th. William Byron, 13th. Eric Jones, 14th. And we go up in 15th spot. Austin Cindric and 16th, Ryan Preece. SVG on the outside looking in, even though he's got a win with that bad run. So is Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski. Three big names. Well, you know what? Four if you throw Ross Chastain on there. Outside looking in if the playoffs were to begin today.
Don't you know Trackhouse Racing and SVG was really counting on this win? Man.
Well, luckily
win was going to pay the bills.
They got a bounce back coming up this weekend.
Add some extra security and insurance on some sponsors. Had they been able to pull that off, because that's been one of the things that's been a huge business asset to Trackhouse Racing, and that is with Shane Van Gisbergen being the guy that could walk up and win these road course races, and him falling out during the middle of the race in a crash. that was an expensive day in more ways than one for that organization.
Yeah. So, but you know what? Sonoma's coming up, Sean. It's time for you to chill the bottle of Pinot and say, honey, get in here and let's watch this race.
It's time for him to show a little recovery. He needs to win this race for the sake of, for many reasons. And also get himself back up into the top 16, because we're going to be at race 26 before you know it, and it's important for him to get points on the board. Let's not forget, it's not the old race and you're in like it used to be.
No more a win and in.
Just because you win a race does not secure your place into the championship chase playoffs. So you got to be able to earn it the old-fashioned way, and that's putting points on the board. And right now, he is one spot out of the top 16. All right, Casey, that's going to about do it for us, sir. Any final words before we go?
Everybody out there, be safe. Watch Sonoma, and let's be back Monday to talk about it.
That's right. We still got some severe storms and tornado warnings for the Dalton area till 7:15. So if you're down in that area, just beware. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us as we come to you from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to keep you up to date with all the NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.